surveys for pilgrims. Muhammad, head of the Bir Ali sector, made a statement on Tuesday. As of today, a total of 7,025 pilgrims from 18 flying groups have performed Miqat at Bir Ali. The Miqat process will continue until all first wave pilgrims are taken from Medina to Mecca. According to the official schedule, the transfer period will extend from May 10 to May 25, 2025. Housing program for people living in poverty and extreme poverty. The social programs initiated by the president are always supported by regional hubs. One of them is the implementation of the decent housing program. He stated in Bandar Lampung on Monday, the program also contributes to strengthening the growth of the local economy and improving the community's welfare. That was Nicolai from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
fiber can turn a quiet food can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Plenty food is also able to meet daily iron needs. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Raisa Andiani. Raisa Andiani, who was born in Jakarta February 21st, 2004, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Although only 20 years old, she has successfully won a number of prestigious awards. One of her achievements was when she became the ambassador for Spotify's global campaign Equal and had her photo displayed in New York Times Square, United States of America. Not only that, Raisa Andiani's songs are often included in the Anugerah Musik Indonesia Awards and have become soundtracks for several films. Recently, she released her latest song titled Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama, or Love Song for Mama, which will also be the soundtrack for the film with the same title. Despite the title, the song is an expression of a child's love for a mother. The lyrics contain praise for the irreplaceable love and affection of a mother. The song was created by the Indonesian well-known composer and maestro Andi Rianto, together with Raisa herself. In writing it, Peter Taslim, the brother of Indonesian popular actor Joe Taslim, who is also the executive producer of the film Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama, also took part. Well, listener, here is Raisa Andiani with the song Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama. Happy listening!
Thank you. Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Kale Muratulingo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, I never read. There's lots of privileges for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate, and in the 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read, you're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when you incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as habits, it could be an escape, not just a chore. I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar. Terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
In the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to given by Topping Cirebon, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if I wanted to practice dancing in Gamelan traditional music, we get a party. And dance before that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain, as time Time went by. Nani, who learned tari topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topping maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Keraton or Palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated. Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topping in dab. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and carathon since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topping that was just limited to people in carathon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak, ya. Ayo, Mbak, ya. At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya mengajar juga. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya lakukan ini. It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for topping palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan, then we didn't have gamelan yet. We learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving tari topping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Kenapa bilang saya sangat betul-betul? Because I have worked so hard. I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as topping maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in the family because of her husband, the theory ranking held, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mbak, karena saya sendiri gak pernah pasang tarif ya. I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got going to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When do you start an event budget and set tarif?
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform tari topping well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in tari topping.
My
own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Katsurabanan without learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topping until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya kepencerbanan dan sampai
hope, art and culture, particularly Kapan Cirebon, to not extinct. I taught my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani could really hope the government paid more attention to topping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja, jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, cannot see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, hoping to develop it. I personally have low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. This twice in a year, we also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topping artists shows more progress. Topping art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrianta Hanjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topping maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topping is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and full pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topping in Cirebon. Topping festivals and training look so obvious. Richness of Cirebon. It is not only original asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
out. Gathered for Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Heaven. Well, if you guys have enjoyed the traditional song of North Kalimantan and